morning and welcome to a Friday edition of a very posh show with a very special guest. Voted the biggest heartbreaker of Colorado from 2018, Casey Malou. Welcome. Welcome to your first time in California, yeah?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited to be here. First time with my best friend, Pasha.
I'm waving my hands in the air if people couldn't see. So we've planned this trip for a while.
Yes.
I feel like. We've talked about you coming out to L.A. Yes. And one of the main reasons we've wanted to kind of meet up in L.A. and kind of the basis of this entire show is you coming to Disneyland for the first time.
Yes. I'm so freaking excited.
Me too. We are going on a Sunday. So anyone listening right now will probably be like, you fools, why are you going on a weekend? But with some grit and guile, I think we'll be able to go on a ton of rides.
And my planning skills.
Have you planned out a route yet to Disneyland?
I'm Casey. Like, of course I have.
Have you really planned a route?
I have an idea in my head, and we were going to run with it. Okay. I really planned out the entire thing probably in my head.
Third set was going to be like Disneyland stuff. I'm moving it up to now. I want to know about this plan.
Oh, gosh. So I guess we can throw back to when I first went to Disney World. I planned out the entire trip, literally every day, morning till night. So I had to do the same exact thing when I'm visiting Disneyland for the very first time.
Obviously.
So we're going to hit up all... One of the main things I want to be able to do is see the rides that I love in Disney World and see what the original OG Disneyland versions are like.
And so what are those rides?
The Pirates of the Caribbean.
Favorite ride at Disneyland for me.
And then my favorite ride, Small World.
Okay.
So I want to see those. But other than that, the main thing I've always wanted to see, it's on my bucket list, is World of Color. So,
Don't want to break your heart.
What?
That might be California Adventure.
Are you kidding me?
That might be. I'm not 100% sure.
I don't mean to.
I don't mean to break your heart. I feel so bad I'm breaking this to you on air.
On air.
This is live radio.
There's nowhere else to do it, though. I mean, if my heart breaks, as you just said, I'm the biggest heartbreaker, so maybe you just took that title, Pasha.
The karma came back for you.
Way to go,
But
Pasha.
I think maybe there's a chance that I could be wrong, A. And B, like, do the, like, 8 o'clock by purchase of a ticket, where it'll be like,
that'll
hey, we only want, like, 2 hours of the park. Is there, like, I don't know, try to finagle. I doubt that works with Disney, but we can try to finagle.
They don't know my skill.
You are ahead. And I was going to warn everyone, if Casey sounds way too composed and way too, like, ready with her answers, it's because she's a PR professional.
Yeah, I literally had him prep me on this, because I was like, the PR in me cannot just wing this.
I wanted this to be a surprise. I am surprising it a little by, like, switching the order of what we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I'm poised on my feet.
One thing you have brought up to me before, and it was probably the biggest test of our friendship, was the fact that you believe there's no way Disneyland could compete with Disney World.
Absolutely no way.
Can I ask why you believe this?
Oh, for sure.
Because sequels are obviously always better than the original, right?
Throwing shade.
Majors.
No. So I completely understand where the history, obviously Disneyland was the first, the original, but to me, Disney World is, it's so big. It's its own fucking city, and every single part of it is just so magical. You literally can't even imagine being anywhere else. You don't even seem like you're in Florida. It's just everywhere you go is a new magical experience, and you can't even see. You're at the top of the very highest point of any ride, and you can't see any other part of Florida. All you see is Disney World. That's exactly how
it was. Probably by design for you to not see Florida.
Exactly. But that makes it so special. Like, you're just immersed in this world where Disneyland is, like, it's so small and, like, condensed, and it's just not, like, the same. You don't get the rush of having a fast pass clear across Magic Kingdom and sprinting because you want to meet your favorite character, and you're like, oh, shit, I gotta meet this fast pass or else I'm never gonna get on this ride my entire trip. This is so much fun. I'm gonna sprint through the entire Magic Kingdom park.
Okay.
Which, it's just a thrill, and then you get to, like, see everything, like, as you're running through the Florida heat.
You can definitely run through Disneyland, and it might happen because Space Mountain and Splash Mountain are are on two very opposite sides.
I really want to see Space Mountain. Like
Space Mountain's amazing.
Yeah, so I love the ride in Florida, so I'm very interested in the California version. But no, it's not the same.
A conversation we need to have, maybe off the air, is whether or not we do Space Mountain first or Small World first. Because both of those, unless you do it like first thing in the morning, it's going to be really rough. But that could be a combo for another time. Yeah. Are you leaning one way or the other live on air as I put you on the spot?
I mean,
there's only one right answer. No, I'm just kidding. Either answer
is good. Probably. I mean, just because Small World's like my favorite, which I know is like a very obscure thing. Every time I tell people that, they're just like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, of all the fucking things.
My dad's absolute favorite ride is Small World.
It's because so great.
At the very end, there's like one Farsi line, and my dad taking his like kids in the 1990s, like, would just swell up with pride, like, Disneyland knows Farsi. That's the good one.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was always the first ride we went to. Oh, every time my family and I went to Disneyland, that was always the first ride. So I'm used to that, yeah. If you want to go first.
Yeah, probably that.
So I don't know if you know the story of the 1980 Miracle Team, but the U.S. is playing Russia in hockey.
I'm very aware.
Oh, okay. It was a Disney movie.
Yeah.
So they did the impossible. Nobody thought this could ever happen.
Mm-hmm.
For Disneyland to pull off an upset and beat out Disney World in your heart.
Oh my gosh.
Do you see a path to that happening? Is there something that you could see happening, just like a one punch KO? Anything that Disneyland could win?
I think what's really big for me, it's like when I go to Disney or experience anything Disney, I'm a little kid again. So what makes Disney a great experience for me is character interactions and experiences. So for Disney World, everyone is so great acting as their character and as a cast member. So I think if there was some really amazing character interactions that I have and like photo opportunities that like they're really like doing their best, even though I'm, you know, freaking adult, it like they treat you like a kid and like they want to make you have the best experience and bring you into their world of their movies. So I think if there's like a real kick-ass moment like that, it could definitely pull forward.
I think because California is known for having all the actors who are trying to make it out in this world,
yeah,
and all of them go to Anaheim when they don't get their dream jobs and become actors, yes, they're Juilliard-trained people, so I think we have a chance.
Yeah, you have a chance. I'm keeping an open mind.
And final question about our trip on Sunday.
Yes.
One wish. Aladdin Genie comes out and says you can have one wish for something to happen at Disneyland on Sunday. What would that wish be?
So for anyone, obviously none of you know me, but if you do...
Don't you dare go after my audience. Like, no, I'm just
they're going to fall in love with me.
I talk about you all the time on the show. They all are very close to you.
So they hate me. No, so I am like in love with Peter Pan. So I had a really great experience last time I went to Disney World, but what I really wanted to happen was like for him to fall in love with me. So I think if the guy who plays Peter Pan just looked at me and thought I could be his Wendy and fall in love and we live happily ever after in Neverland together and I get his number, maybe we, you know, make out in a lagoon somewhere.
Why?
Captain Hook.
Of all the places you can make out in Disneyland, there was, and I gotta tell you, I used to have a pass. And my friends and I would always go to Disneyland. And we were 14-year-olds who never kissed girls before. But we were always like, ooh, this would be a good spot to make out. Lagoon never made the top three of the list.
You know, the mermaids, and they get jealous and stuff. But Peter, like, is making fun of everyone in the movie. But then he, like, you know, picks Wendy up. And I don't know. I just think it'd be romantic. It's for escaping Captain Hook. But, you know.
Captain Hook being
it's
his
like a
manager.
Huge fight scene like... just that breaks out among, you know, Captain Hook, Tinkerbell, and Peter Pan face characters, and then suddenly Peter's swiping me up and kissing me and saying, hey, we're gonna go make out now.
All right, so what we're going to do is do a lot of acid before we go into Disneyland. Yes. And I think this situation could play out in your mind.
Literally, yeah. So
lagoons
like,
will appear out of
Peter Pan made out with me. Like, it didn't.
It was actually
I'm
the janitor
sure.
who
was very drunk and high at the time.
Okay, so those were all my Disneyland questions. Did you have any final thoughts before we go into our first music break about Disneyland, something you want to see?
Not really. I'm just really excited to see all it has to offer and to see the differences, because it's on my bucket list. I've been wanting to go to Disneyland for forever, like since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to come to California and get to visit, especially I know with how much they've expanded and grown and changed things and updated everything. But I do have to mention one thing that Disneyland has ahead of Disney World that I'm very, very excited about is, so I don't know if this will, like, answer one of your future questions, but, like, Sleeping Beauty is my favorite Disney princess. So the fact that the castle...
That did ruin my questions. No, I'm just kidding, but yeah.
You're like, I'm really, really shook. But, like, since Sleeping Beauty's castle is the focal point of Disneyland instead of Cinderella's castle...
Oh, Disney World is Cinderella's castle?
Yeah.
Oh, sketch,
so,
okay.
I'm...
Like, oh, Disney's gonna win for sure.
I just want to like cry. Like I know I'm gonna like see it and just drop onto the ground and start bawling my eyes out. So,
did you know the Sleeping Beauty castle has a room in it?
Oh, Cinderella's does too.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, la di da.
I'm losing my hair right now.
All right. Well, I asked you beforehand to give me your favorite Disney songs. Mm-hmm. Did you send it to me in order of your most favorite to like top five or just five of your favorite?
Randomly. I like them. It depends on the time of day.
The time of day. All right, well, let's hope these are the three songs for the time of day being 11:15.
Yeah.
We will be right back.
I've been staring at the edge of the water long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back to the water no matter how hard I try. Every turn I take, every trail I track, every path I make, every road leads back to the place I know, where I cannot go, where I long to be. See the line where the sky meets the sea, it calls me, and no one knows how far it goes. If the wind is my sail on the sea stays behind, just no telling how far I'll go. I know everybody on this island seems so happy on this island. Everything is by design. I know everybody on this island has a role on this island, so maybe I can roll with mine. I can lead with pride, I can make us strong, I'll be satisfied if I play along, but the voice inside sings a different song. What is wrong with me? See the light as it shines on the sea, it's blinding, but no one knows how deep it goes.
Maybe there is something the matter with me. I just don't see how a world that makes such wonderful things could be bad. Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I'm the girl who has everything? Look at this trove, treasures untold. How many wonders can one cavern hold? Looking around here, you think, sure, she's got everything. I've got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. I've got who's its and what's its galore. You want thingamabobs? I got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. Wanna see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet. Flipping your fins, you don't get too far. Legs are required for jumping, dancing, strolling along down a, what's that word again? Street. Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering free. Wish I could be part of that world. What would I give if I could live out of these waters? What would I pay to spend a day warm on the sand? Betcha on land, they understand that they don't reprimand their daughters. Bright young women, sick of swimming, ready to stand. I'm ready to know what the people know. Ask them my questions and get some answers. What's a fire and why does it, what's the word, burn? When's it my turn?
That was Once Upon a Dream in the movie Sleeping Beauty, which I have to say I'm surprised that we never watched it in Colorado, because that is one I do not remember at all.
Well, if you remember when we would do our Disney movie Saturdays, we would alternate, but you never picked that one.
I never picked it. The only thing I have a vivid memory of Sleeping Beauty is the dragon blowing fire and the guy like with the shield and the
Prince
fire
Philip.
Just goes around.
Yes, I love part of the reason why I love
I
that
it
movie.
Was Prince Flathead. That's a tool joke. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
What was this? Oh, Tim Allen. So we just referenced Disney Movie this Saturday. I think it might be advantageous to talk about how we know each other and what Disney Movie Saturday is. Sorry for the squeaks. I'm trying to find a way to talk into the mic, but this mic stand is moving up and down. All right, so do you want to go into how we met?
Yeah, I guess
so. We saw each other from across the room, locked eyes.
And we just knew we'd hate each other forever. I guess it's not, I don't even really know how...
Or how we know each other. It doesn't have to be, like, the first meeting.
Come on, Pasha. You don't remember? Wow. So we both did an internship in Colorado, and we met there for the Olympics, because we're so impressive. Wow. And we really just found out that we had a lot in common, Disney being one of those. And I think, do you remember what our first Disney movie was?
I want to say it wasn't Jungle Book or Aristocats, was it?
No.
It was a movie that I hadn't seen, and you were like,
oh my god, you have to watch
it.
That, yeah.
And then we decided on a Saturday, and then that just kicked off every Saturday.
Every single Saturday for, 5 months.
So we lived in, a dorm-ish area.
Yeah.
Had, a central room with a couch and stuff, and we actually kicked, kids out of the room.
Oh, we should tell them about the time, all those annoying-ass kids were there.
Were they swimming kids?
Yeah.
It was basically we had camps all the time, and half the dorms were ours, and half the dorms were theirs. visiting, whatever. And there was just a bunch of kids in the room.
Really obnoxious children.
Yeah. Did you walk in on 2 14-year-olds
making
out big time?
So just to deviate for one hot second. So I just want to freaking, at the time I was applying for a job at the UFC and they were running 25 best fights that they do all the time. So I wanted to study up before my interview. So I go to open the door to the common room and it's all pitch black. So I'm assuming nobody's in there. I walk in and I've never seen two children dart away from each other so fast in my entire life, and I was like, oh fuck, they were making out hardcore. And then they literally said,
14-year-old future Olympians.
Yeah, let's go. So that was mortifying, and I never wanted to step foot in that room again.
I remember you were so heated after that.
I was so pissed off. I know, but I wanted to study for a job. They have no job.
Did you tell them that as they were making out?
I'm just trying to make a career for myself.
But
anyway,
so in terms of what went into Disney Movie Saturday, basically illegally stream from a laptop.
Basically, if there was no Netflix option.
Oh yeah, if it wasn't on Hulu had some.
Yeah.
And then Starbucks run beforehand. So it was basically wake up, go to Starbucks, go back, I'll get my laptop, meet there.
Yep.
And then we never really had other people wanting to join us as much as I thought people would.
Our friend Hugh, sometimes would just, be chilling in there, and then,
Hugh towards the end came he became more consistent. Yeah.
And then, we tried to convince Kyle that one time, because he, stayed for what movie was it?
Fox and the Hound.
He was trying to, study or, write his master's thesis, and you just have Pasha and I here, being obnoxious watching Fox and the Hound, and then he was like, oh, I like
it. He was into it, though.
Yeah, he thought it was the stupidest fucking thing.
He made fun of it, but then he was into it.
And by the end of the movie, he was like, well, that's pretty cool.
He was like, I'm too buff to watch this movie, and then he was able to watch it.
And it'd always be, we'd always watch at, 9 a.m. or, 9:30. And it always be a Saturday, so if we go out at Friday night, get back at 2 a.m., and then we're hungover, drinking our coffee, trying not to throw up in the common room. At least me, anyway.
Good times. Was there any movie? Because the way I did it was I wanted to watch, we would switch off and picked what movies. I always picked ones that either I watched as a kid and didn't remember, or I was pretty sure I've never seen before.
Yeah.
When you would decide, I feel like it was more the newer ones and maybe ones you hadn't seen. Yeah. Was there one that you remember it was your first time watching in Colorado?
Yeah, the big one was The big one was Big Hero 6. Wow, what a pun, Casey.
You were born for the life of radio.
I was born for this. Big Hero 6. I hadn't really seen any of the newer Disney or Pixar movies that have come out in the last couple of years. So I took that as like my opportunity to watch it. And I always wanted to see it. I thought I wasn't going to like it. And then after we saw it, obviously, my man Tadashi,
Did you not know him before?
No,
this intense love happened on that one viewing.
Literally one viewing.
Wow.
I know, it was love at first sight. I had no idea. I didn't even know what the plot of the movie was.
Me neither.
Yes, and it was amazing. But yeah, Tadashi came on the screen, spoiler alert. Turn off now or just mute. I fell in love. I just remember turning to Pasha and being like, I'm in love with him.
As soon as he ran into the fire.
Yeah, and then he ran into the fire literally 5 minutes in the fucking movie. And Pasha looks at me and I'm just like staring at the TV in disbelief and go, what the fuck just happened? They literally killed my dream man like five minutes in.
Do you believe the rumors that he's coming back in the next movie?
You know what? I hope so.
What if he comes back as a bad guy? Would you be down for it?
Okay, that'd be kind of hot.
The good boy, like, going for his little brother, then
good boy
to
bad boy? Yeah. Let's go to Tadashi.
Is there an example of good boy gone bad boy? Would, like, Bieber count as that?
Probably.
But he was just a kid.
Bieber's, like, kind of disgusting now.
He was a good kid. I guess there's no, like, real-life comparison if Tadashi would be a trailblazer. Is there?
I don't know. Like, a celebrity done that? Or, like, an...
I don't think there is one.
I don't think so either.
Call in if you have an answer.
Yeah.
I don't know how to answer.
The only one I can
kind
of think of is like maybe like Joe Jonas, because like he was like had the
Jonas.
No, like hear me out.
Jonas bad boy.
No, hear me out. Jonas brother, I was in love with him too. I'm in love with a lot
Who's
of men here.
Jonas
I'm ho. So he was. But then, like, after Joe Bros, like, he kind of, like, became kind of scandalous. Like, his first music video was very, like, sexual and kind of dirty.
It's the Disney model. It's like, you see Miley Cyrus do it. You've seen... Mandy Moore is the only one who didn't. But Britney Spears
didn't.
I guess Hilary Duff didn't. Yeah, you're right.
That's true. But, like, everyone else, like, went off
like
the deep
end. Like, Lindsay Lohan. Because it's one of those things. It's, you're a kid on the show, and then you become a teenager. And, like, even normal teenagers, non-famous teenagers are, like... Treat me as an older person, like I'm an older person. But if you're on Disney Channel, like, no one's gonna...
exactly.
You kind of have to put out a hoey.
Yeah, like a fake facade.
Damn.
Wow.
So we just diagnosed every Disney star what they did wrong.
Buy our book.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan, if you want to talk, let me know.
Need a PR person?
So, as you know, I'm a big person on ranking.
I love
ranking things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask you a few categories.
Yes.
I want you to tell me your top three.
Okay.
And if there's anyone that you just get wrong, I'll let you know.
All right. Let me know. Call me out.
All right. So Disney movies.
Okay.
Non-Pixar. This is Disney animation movies.
Okay. So as I've told Pasha just recently, this is very difficult for me because I have categories. But for the sake of time and being live on the radio, I guess I can condense it and go against my own rules. So I guess...
We thank you for this. Me and the thousands of listeners.
Do I have to do it, like, in order, or can I just list three?
It could be a tier. The tier of your three favorite movies.
Okay.
If you think doing 1, 2, 3 would be difficult.
Yeah. Definitely Sleeping Beauty, Peter Pan... And then, I want to say it's, like, a toss-up for me because I love Tangled. Tangled really is high up there for me. But also, I feel like one that's really underrated. And I just, every time I watch it, I feel so great. Like, it's just an amazing film. The animation, everything, is Treasure Planet. Like, I love Treasure Planet.
I remember you saying this once to me. It's a very, like, not spoken about movie.
It isn't. And it deserves more recognition. Like, I mean, I get a lot of people don't like it because, you know, it's space version of Treasure Island, which is, like, a classic. But I just thought it was so cool, and the story behind it, and he has another one of my crushes, Jim Hawkins, in it. So.
He's the doctor guy, right? Oh, no, I'm thinking, what was the one we watched? Was it Atlantis?
Yeah, that's Milo.
That's the one we watched. Okay,
yeah.
So not that guy.
Not guy. No, Jim Hawkins is also a rebel.
I feel like Disney has a lot of these movies that, like, because they have so many heavy hitters, some of them kind of fall down by the wayside.
Yeah, which is unfair.
Emperor's New
good.
Groove is one for me.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
It's amazing.
Do you know the story behind Emperor's New Groove?
No.
Like, it was supposed to be their next Lion King.
Really?
Like, epic story.
Wow.
Top of the line. Like, Sting was supposed to be the artist. And Sting's wife was actually making a documentary about the movie that Disney bought the rights to and hid it in a vault. Never seen. No one has ever seen any footage. Because the producers come out as huge bullies. Like, the Disney brass was, like, just destroying all the creative freedom of the people. So basically what happened was it was supposed to be this huge thing. And they just scrapped it at the end. Everyone was fed up with each other. Everyone hated each other. So they're like, we're scrapping this whole thing, but we still need to release a movie. So they just told a couple writers, like, hey, you have a month to write a movie. Let's just scrape something together and see what, like, what sticks to the wall. Throw it and see what sticks.
Wow.
And it turns out to be this fantastic movie with, who's the guy who's, David Spade, John Goodman. Like, it just is hilarious. And Tom Jones, like, out of nowhere, Tom Jones. I love that movie.
It's great.
All right.
I like the animated series that they made after, too.
Made the Emperor's New Groove anime series?
Have you never seen that?
I've never seen
it. Oh, my God. It's actually pretty good. I watched it a lot as a kid.
Interesting. Okay. I got to check that out one day. Hopefully, it's on Hulu or Netflix or something. All right. Pixar movies.
Okay.
This one is always the hardest for me.
There are so many good Pixar movies.
They're all amazing. Other than the sequels, they're all amazing.
Yeah. definitely Toy Story, obviously. I think... Ooh. Incredibles has to be up there. No, well. Yeah, I'm going to go with Incredibles.
Okay.
And then. Oh my God.
It's tough.
I like, don't even remember all the Pixar movies.
Ratatouille is definitely my number one.
I know, you're like obsessed with Ratatouille. Although that like dish looked so freaking good.
Well, it's anything that has to do with cooking and love, I'm in. Like any movie you put, I'm going to watch it.
But, maybe, like, Finding Nemo is definitely... Just because I love Ellen DeGeneres as Dory. It's literally iconic.
Did you ever see Finding Dory?
Yeah.
Was that any good?
It's so good.
Okay.
I honestly was kind of nervous about it, but it was really well
done. That's
why
I didn't watch it. I love Finding Nemo.
I
want to say, in terms of my top three, I never know if Toy Story 3 makes my top three.
Okay.
But it is the... There's Toy Story, and there's one specific episode of Black Mirror, the, like, Star Trek Black Mirror episode, are two things that I watched that I was on the edge of my seat, heart beating out of my chest, like, when the toys were in the furnace.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I literally almost cried.
And the whole time, literally, I remember in my head, I was holding both armchairs, and I was like, Disney won't kill them.
I was going to end with them killing characters, like, killing toys. And
that
I was about to be like, Disney, this is new dark shit. All right. You've reached a new fucking level.
You killed my childhood. Oh, man. Sorry, I'm like phased thinking
about
this.
We're like crying profusely.
We gotta
give us 1 second.
All right, to lighten the mood a little bit.
Woohoo!
Disney Pixar hunks.
Three
guys, and let's go guys that you would date. Like
date.
The guys that you would
like,
want to be boyfriend,
just
girlfriend.
Okay.
Not
right.
Like a one night stand.
Okay. Yeah.
And not necessarily marriage, but someone you would want to date.
So the number one guy who I would hands down marry with all my heart would be Flynn Rider.
That's the Tangled guy.
Yes.
Okay.
He looks amazing. His personality is just... He's my perfect man. He's sarcastic.
He's my least favorite Disney character of all time.
Fucking
he just is...
Why?
No, I'm just kidding. I just want to see
I was about to, like, beat him with this flashlight I'm holding right now.
Why is there a flashlight? That doesn't work. Update. The flashlight works.
No.
All right, so if the lights go out, we have a very weak flashlight.
So, Flynn Rider, love him. Perfect in every single way. Except he doesn't have blue eyes, which is a problem, but it's fine. Tadashi.
Another non-blue-eyed character.
Yeah.
You're really going against the grade here.
And then... Okay, this is maybe kind of weird.
Okay.
So, it's...
Ursula?
We're going to spin the genders. No. Robin Hood. And I know he's a fox.
Oh, the fox.
Yeah. I know he's a fox, but, I mean, that's one foxy fox.
I remember sending you a video. I forget who. I think it was Anna Kendrick, who was talking about how she had the biggest crush
on
Robin Hood.
Yes! Well, he's attractive.
Like, Madame Marion, or is it Madame Marion?
Maid Marion.
Maid Marion.
Yeah.
She was pretty cute.
Yeah.
Nala,
well, I mean,
very cute.
Okay, you have to, like, I mean, you can't, like, not look at, like, Simba or Nala and think, that's an ugly, like, you're ugly. No, they're like gorgeous, but somehow they're animals and you're like attracted to them. I don't know how to explain it.
So the next one I have is Disney princesses, yes. But I want two different categories. Which Disney princesses you find the most attractive and which Disney princesses you would want to be roommates with.
Attractive, I think...
Cinderella was always my number one. I'm just going to throw this out there.
Really?
I'm the biggest crush on Cinderella.
She's a little generic. I don't know.
How dare you talk about the future?
I think Ariel is definitely one of the most attractive.
My cousin is obsessed with Ariel. Like, he has...
For a good reason.
He really likes redheads in general, so Ariel was always his number one.
Yeah, and I think the fact she's a mermaid makes her hot, too.
Okay, would not have gone that direction, but okay.
Seashell bra? I don't know.
She would be in a lagoon.
Pulling out Joey Tribbiani reference here. and a little Friends action. And then I think Sleeping Beauty is one of the most attractive. And then...
Belle is up there for me.
Belle would be...
I don't know if I'd want to be roommates with her, though.
Really? She's like one of my top ones I think I could be roommates with.
So, I knew someone once who hated Belle. Because right off the bat, she comes out and she's like, I'm from a small town. It sucks. I want to leave. And it's like, you're living a not bad life, dog. Like, what are you, like, I only want to be a princess. That's the only life for me.
No, I think me and her would get along real well. And then I think Rapunzel would be a good roommate.
Okay.
And
would she be your top choice for roommate?
I think.
You don't need to go downstairs. You can just climb her hair down the side of the wall.
True. Imagine being
something.
Drunk and trying to climb up her hair.
Let's do it.
And like, let's go. And then I think also. No, I would say Tiana, but I feel like Tiana might annoy me after a while.
Tiana, the thing is, she's very career-oriented.
Yeah, I feel like if I was, like, laying in bed watching Netflix all day, she'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, like, you are wasting your life. And
Mulan. Mulan would be a good one. Because, like, she can be, like, that weird kind of, like, I don't want to do anything, but also, like, badass. So, like, if you ever got into trouble, like, need to bend, she'd be like, whose ass am I kicking?
What were those, like, they were, like, dragon missiles that they shot at the Mongolians?
Like, that's what she did.
She just pulls
someone,
one of those out of the club.
Over, like, just pull out a dragon missile, have Mushu land.
What was that?
Fire.
Was that, like... historically accurate at all? Like, do they have missiles
not.
In the shape of dragon heads?
Somebody
know.
That knows Chinese culture.
I want the architectural proof of this.
Yes.
And then I think you have one more. Do you have one more?
No,
said Rapunzel, Mulan.
And Belle.
Oh, and Belle. Belle would be a roommate.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. No. I always thought Timon and Pumbaa were always my answer to that, but now that I'm, like, a little older, it's... I mean, that lifestyle is cool in college, but then it's like, come on, do your dishes. Don't leave bugs in the bed. Like,
yeah.
And then last but not least, and you don't need to give me a top three, but this is something I talk to with Disney fans a lot about, and I thought I would bring this up. But best voice. Who is the best voice? And the answer I always give is Mel Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I know Mel Gibson has his problems, but I've always been a fan of his voice.
Yeah.
And so him as John Smith, even though Pocahontas wasn't one of my favorites, him as John Smith was pretty solid duo.
He was really good. Mine's kind of tied. My one that I think for just the ability to act and the way he brought the character is James Wood, who played the voice of Hades in Hercules.
That is a really good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
He did it so well. Like, Hades is one of my favorite villains because of his voice acting, the way he brought that personality and that sarcasm.
I'm really bummed I didn't think about that.
Yeah, he's really good.
That movie was pretty sad. Danny DeVito as the goat guy.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name?
Phil,
yeah. This is super chill.
Phil. And then also, because I'm biased, Dwayne Johnson as Maui, just because I love him.
I'm
a huge Rock fan.
Zac Efron?
Zac Efron.
More than The Rock.
So, like, I'm obsessed with The Rock. Yeah. But I'm obsessed with The Rock, but I feel like Zac Efron is just, like, that classic childhood crush that you'll never get over. Or at least I will never get over.
I am really excited for his Ted Bundy movie.
Same.
Because I went to University of Washington, mm-hmm. and our back alley behind our frat was where Ted Bundy picked up one of the girls.
Oh my gosh, that's terrifying.
And you could actually walk under the sewer systems that he used to like go
from place to place. Did you ever do that?
No, I was too scared.
Yeah, same. I probably cry the entire time. Bring this flashlight.
I'm not necessarily scared to be like murdered in those situations. Yeah. I'm more scared of like seeing a ghost or something.
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
Who else is going to be a ghost than a college girl who was brutally murdered by a psycho?
Exactly.
Like, she's definitely coming back
and that. That ghost will be angry.
Yeah. It's not a chill Harry Potter ghost.
Nope.
It's not nearly
headless. Moaning Myrtle up in this shit.
Oh, I thought nearly headless. Moaning Myrtle would be terrifying to run into.
I feel like if you just, like, talk to her, though, and, like, consoled her, she'd be okay.
She'd just be like, hey, maybe let's watch some Disney together.
Let's cry. I do that to him. Like, I'm crying, too. It's fine.
And then before we move on to our second set of songs, I would be remiss if we didn't bring up James Earl Jones as one of the greatest voices, period, of all time.
Oh, yeah, ever. Iconic.
Obviously would be in both of our top threes, but just going off, James Woods, I really have to give consideration where he ranks. I've never thought about that.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson's has always been my number one, but I'll think about this more as we go into our music
break.
Hopefully you guys at home are thinking about your favorite voices too. And until then, let's listen to some Disney music.
All those days watching from the windows, all those years outside looking in, all that time never just how blind I've been. Now I'm here, blinking in the starlight. Now I'm here, suddenly I see. Standing here, it's oh so clear. I'm where I'm meant to be. And at last I see the light, and it's like everything is different now that I
question to the world, not an answer to the earth, or a moment that's held in your arms. And what do you think you'd ever say? I won't listen anyway. You don't know me, and I'll never be what you want for me to be. And what do you think you'd understand? I'm a boy, no, I'm a man. You can't take me and throw me.
I'm Still Here, a song that I believe 90% of my listeners have never heard in their life.
You're welcome.
Because nobody has watched Treasure Planet.
Literally no one.
Just a reminder to everyone, you're listening to KXSC Los Angeles. You can listen online at KXSC.org, on the airwaves at 1560 AM, and on your smartphone with the TuneIn Radio app. We are a service of the University of Southern California. So, Casey, we were going to play Hakuna Matata next, but we only have, what, like 10 minutes left in the show?
Unfortunately.
And I wanted to have some time to talk about something that I believe, I don't know if it's still a big thing, but for anyone born in the early 90s, Disney Channel was a big part of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it was Disney Channel movies, Disney Channel shows. So, Let's talk about them separately, and then we can talk about Disney Channel as a whole maybe at the end. Disney Channel original movies. A lot of 90s hunks, like teenage hunks. Did you have a crush from any Disney Channel original movie? And again, there's only one answer.
Honestly, when I was younger, like, in, like, the classics, like, my favorite Disney Channel original movies, I didn't really have a crush. I honestly didn't have a crush on anyone from an original movie until High School Musical.
Oh, Zac Efron.
Yeah. So.
And then do you have favorite Disney Channel original movies, period?
Like. Oh, yeah. My two favorites. The first one is one I don't think, and another one that doesn't get enough recognition is The Color of Friendship. Have you ever seen the one? It's like where the girl moves from South Africa to the U.S.
I remember it.
Yeah.
I never watched it.
So brilliantly done. It gives so much, I think, awareness and not like education to race relations and
Disney's
how everything.
Always trying to tackle that stuff, and I love it.
It's done so well, and on a level that that the age group watching it, when even when I was younger and it first came out to now, like it's so easy to understand and relatable. So I think it's fantastically done. And then Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off or whatever.
Is that the one? Is there a scene in that movie where he's trying to crack an egg with one hand and his dad is super good at it? Okay, I've always wanted to try it, but I've always been too scared to try it. Have you ever tried it?
No.
After watching that movie, you never
tried it? Oh, I tried. Yeah, it didn't go very well.
Oh, really? I've never even tried it. At least you tried, though. At least you went for it.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
Mine was always Johnny Tsunami. Because the grandpa in Johnny Tsunami was the biggest pothead in the world. Like, he would just be sitting there chilling, and then he'd be like, hey, Pono, like, you gotta do this. And his son was the most uptight person. Johnny Tsunami's dad. And there's one there's one scene that me and my cousin, like, watch every time. Like, we just watch this one scene.
Yep.
It's where the dad is trying to convince Johnny to be like a businessman or whatever, like to be in school. And the grandpa is talking to the dad and he's like, you know, why didn't you think, why do you think I never tried to force you to surf? And he's like, well, it wasn't my passion. The dad is like, it wasn't my passion or whatever. Yeah. And then the grandpa's like, exactly. And the dad gives this, like, it kind of looks like an orgasm face where he, like, understands everything, but the actor was not that great. So he's just like, oh my God, you're so right. I highly recommend anyone to watch that scene.
I feel like I have to go watch that later.
I'll show it to you later. It's hilarious.
Yeah. You know what else was good? Smart House. Smart House was great.
I was going to say, I'm surprised you didn't say Luck of the Irish, because that was a really good one. Cleveland kid.
Yeah,
like,
know.
How did you not? That was not your
problem. That was a good one. I used to, because that used to be on all the time around St. Patrick's Day, and I'd watch that a lot. And
I remember the last scene was, you'll have to go to Lake Erie, or the Isle of Erie, or whatever, and then the guy wins in the end, or loses in the end, and then he's like, oh, you know, like, there is no Erie in Ireland. And he's like, my dad's from Cleveland. And then the bad guy falls into Lake Erie. Is Erie the dirty one? Well, there's one that's, like, really dirty one.
I mean, it's not the greatest. All the Great Lakes kind of suck, but to be
but
honest.
But isn't there one that, like, I mean, you if can, you like, go swimming in, you'll probably lose a limb or something?
Oh, I have no idea. Then it's not Erie because it's completely safe to swim in. So
okay.
That was, like, the beach I grew up. And I haven't died. I haven't lost any limbs yet, so.
I think there's one, okay, maybe not limbs, but there's one that I've been told by Midwest people that, like, it's super gross to swim in. I don't know which one it is, though. I have to do my research.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Disney shows.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know why I said okay, but it just popped in my head and I had to say okay.
Nice transition.
I'm really good at transitions. I've been doing this for 2 years. I'm really good. Disney shows. Did you have a favorite?
Yeah. So, oh my gosh, there were so many. I literally grew up on Disney Channel shows. That's So Raven was a huge one for me. I loved that show. So, like, I was so excited when they made Raven's Home, like, the sequel series, like, with their kids, because just...
Is it any good?
It's honestly so good. So, like, compared to, like, Full House, where they did Fuller House, like, the Nickelodeon versus Disney kind of thing, Raven's Home is so much better.
Does she still have her sights of the future, the mom?
Yep.
And does her daughter have those sights of the future?
Her son.
Her son? Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And is her brother and her parents in the show?
Makes like a cameo appearance in like the season two or whatever, but Corey isn't in. I think the mom like makes like one appearance later too.
Because Corey and the dad. So did you watch the show Corey in the House?
Yeah.
Okay, was the mom not involved in that show?
No, she wasn't in it.
So what was it? It was just he got the job and was like, I'll take our son, but we're still together?
I guess so. Maybe like to live out his dream.
Couldn't she live with him?
I have no idea. That was really weird. I never really got that.
Yeah, I feel like some shows they're just like, oh, and the mom is gone. No divorce, no separation, no nothing. But she's just
living back there.
What a time. And then just because we have four more minutes of talking time, I also want to bring up some friends. You and I think another thing that we have in common that kind of like bonded us early was the fact that we've seen Friends a bazillion times.
Yes.
And I was thinking for the last like couple minutes of the show, we would maybe go on a trivia knockdown and see who can outwit who.
Yes. Too bad we don't have shots here.
I know, to line them up. No. And take a shot.
We
that might have to happen
state capitals for anyone who's listening.
Yeah, line up four shots, go back to face head to head on state capitals, and then drink if you lose. It's the best game ever.
Okay.
Okay, I got one in mind.
Okay.
Oh, shoot, I had it in mind. What was Monica's nickname in field hockey?
Big Fat Goalie.
Okay, I knew that would be too easy.
Okay, what... Oh, no, you'll know that one.
Will I?
Yeah. Can you name Ross's wives in order of marriage?
Carol, Emily, Jennifer Aniston. No, I'm just kidding, Rachel.
Yes.
Oh, man, I keep having ones in my mind, and they totally fall off. Oh, which celebrity's son called Ross's son's mom's lesbonyms?
Sting. Yes. What are Phoebe and Mike's names that they legally changed to?
Oh, is he Crapbag?
Yes.
Okay, because you posted a meme.
I was
that
wondering,
happened the
is this a test, Pasha, if you pay attention to my Facebook
feed? Did she do Regina Phalange? I know that's her alias.
No!
She didn't change it. What did she change it to?
Princess Consuela Banana Hammock.
Oh, damn. So here's my thing. Whenever I rewatch Friends, I don't watch the last season.
Really?
I know it's not good.
Why?
I can't handle
it's too emotional.
The, like, emotion in my head. I'm getting a call from Freehold, New Jersey.
Okay.
And I feel like it's 3 a.m. there, so this can't be good, but... Well, I'll take care of it after the show. I guess that's the end. Do you have one like question in mind before we end the show? Any final message to the people, to California?
Thank you. I'm amazing. Follow me at Cass Malou.
Ooh, getting your Twitter handle out there. I like it.
Yes, and Instagram.
So that is our show. Follow Casey Malou or Cass Malou if you wanted to know her real handle. Casey, thank you very much for coming to California.
No.
We're about to go to LA and hopefully meet some studs.
Yes.
All right, have a great rest of your night.
Thank you.
Bye.